This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Today, we're catching up with singer-songwriter who's all soul, all heart, and all set for an epic new chapter. Before he jets off to the US for a major writing trip, he's putting on one final show in Melbourne. It's called Nothing But Love, the Singles Showcase, and it's going to be absolutely big. Ricky Muscat, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Warren.
Now, big energy already. How are you feeling in the lead up to this final hometown show?
I'm feeling really excited. I haven't done a show showcasing my original work almost 9 years. Yeah, it's been a long time in between drinks. Obviously, COVID got in the way. And just work and life. But I've finally gotten to a point in my life where I really want to focus on my original music. And so this year I've released a couple of singles and thought, let's take it off. Let's go off to the US and try and network and write and do all that kind of stuff. And I thought, why not put a show on just before I go to sort of send me off and just, you know, have that live show again of just my own music.
So the show's called Nothing But Love. Is it, do you reckon it's like a celebration of all your
It absolutely
music?
Is a celebration, yeah. The second single that I just released not too long ago, which is called Nothing But Love, is just it's about how lucky I am to have so many beautiful friends and fans and people in my life. I've got nothing but love for them. So that's the title of the track. And so it's a lot of people have been sort of waiting to see me do a show. So I thought it was just the perfect title, you know, because I'm all about heart and love and all my songs are very real and authentic and a lot of them speak about what I've been through. So Nothing But Love is the perfect title for this showcase.
Now you got is it a 10-piece band joining
yes,
you? I understand.
We've got a big 10-piece band, brass, 3-piece brass section, BBs.
Wow.
And it's beautiful because all the guys in the band are like my best friends. Yeah, like, and I've been mates with them for 15, 20 years.
Are they excited to get together?
They're excited, yes. We're all excited to get together and do a big show of original music.
So. And you're going to spotlight some rising talent as well?
Yes, we've got some support acts as well. We've got Montone, who's a well-known DJ in Melbourne, DJing at a lot of clubs around the scenes here. And then we've got young Summer Victoria as well, who's only 17. Just about to finish high school. She's a young singer-songwriter and she's going to be singing a couple of originals as well to warm up the crowd.
If we put all that together, what you just said in terms of your friends, you know, you're giving rising stars an opportunity as well.
Yeah.
You've got music that you've written authentically from the heart.
Yes.
You put all that together, what's the vibe going to be like, do you reckon?
Oh, I think it's just going to be a beautiful evening of warmth and soul and just togetherness and just love and just, you know, spread the love, support each other. You know, well, I'm doing a few covers as well, like really sentimental covers to me that have helped me along my journey. So I'm doing a bit of a tribute to my dad as well, my late father, his favorite song, which will, you know, get a little bit emotional and, but it's just full of heart and that's what I'm about and just spreading the love. So I think it's going to be a great afternoon. You know, and I'm a R&B soul singer. So I've got a few R&B songs, a few soul songs, even a few disco songs as well. So I'm a lover of all types of music. So I'm, you know, there's going to be enough to cater for all, the young and the old. So,
if you've just tuned in, we're chatting with Ricky Muscat, Melbourne's own soul man, who's about to take on the US after one last show right here in Melbourne. It's called Nothing But Love, the Singles Showcase. It's happening Sunday, June 29 at Kindred Studios.
That's correct.
Ricky, you just mentioned, you know, you're known for your covers as well as your originals. Mm. What's one cover that you're going to perform that I suppose really shaped you as a performer?
I'm doing three covers and they've all had a massive impact. I think the one that's had the most impact is a song called To Love Somebody by the Bee Gees.
Oh, beautiful
track. So it's my dad's favourite song.
Oh.
So I've got the lyrics tattooed on my arm. It's very sentimental. I sang it. It's actually the last song that I sang when I was on Idol. So to have all my family, even the friends on stage in the band be a part of that moment, just sort of reflecting on my dad. Mm. I sing this song all the time and I always envision my dad sort of watching me when I sing it, and it's like sort of makes it very real and I feel like he's there. So I think that's the most impactful song, especially cover, that I'll be performing.
After the show, you are flying out. Is it the next day?
Yeah, next day.
The next day.
I've way to pack it all in. Just
tell us about this. This is a songwriting trip to the States.
Yes.
What's the plan once you get there?
Basically, it's just to get away. You know, living in Melbourne, I work in the cover scene and I gig and I teach and it's great, but I just don't have enough time to really focus on what I want to do, which is write music.
Right.
So the plan is to go over to the States. Few songwriting sessions are set up to meet people and then to network. And then, you know, see what happens. Right place, right time. Maybe get one of my songs signed to an independent label and release it through there. You know, maybe meet some management, maybe meet some publishing. So it's just to be in a better spot where there's more happening musically. And, you know, you never know what's around the corner when you're in the right place at the right time for a long time, because I think sometimes you've got to build the relationships. And, you know, sometimes you go away for a couple of weeks and you try to network and it's just not enough time to sort of get anything moving.
So, immerse yourself.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, you know what, I'm going to go over there for 3 months and just write, network, record and just see what happens.
A new single coming?
I do.
Tell us about that.
So I've got another new single which is out on this Wednesday, just before the show. It's called Jigsaw. It's a love song. It's a ballad. It's a first dance at a wedding song. It's a walk down the aisle type of song.
We'll be adding it to the playlist then. You know?
Yes, absolutely.
Wedding songs.
I've sung at that many weddings and the first dances, and it was like, you know what? I want to have my own song to possibly perform for people for their special day. So that's called Jigsaw, and that's out on this Wednesday, the 25th of June. So very excited to get that out just before the show on the Sunday.
What's the pieces of the jigsaw about?
It's about two souls.
Oh, wow.
Piecing together.
Oh, love it.
Jigsaw. You know, it's hard to find that one person dating today in today's day and ages.
So hard.
But when you find the right person, you know, the two jigsaw pieces just fit together.
Fit together. Don't pull them apart.
No.
Now, just on that, you know, a lot of performers, they don't stay authentic and true to their music. Is that something that you've learned, that it's important that you do stay?
Absolutely. I think it's hard as an artist. Like, I've been doing this for 20 years now, and I've tiptoed around different styles and different themes. And I think as I've gotten older, you sort of get a little bit more aware of yourself and who you are. And a lot of the stuff that I've released lately is all about what I've been through. And hopefully songs that other people can relate to and can sort of help them through their journey as well. So whatever I write about, it has to be real for me, and you have to get some sort of feeling out of it as well.
We're chatting with Ricky Muscat, Melbourne's own soul man, who's about to take on the US after one last show here in Yarraville in Melbourne. Not necessarily the last show forever, but the last show before you embark on your songwriting trip.
That's correct.
To the US. Melbourne's music scene, I mean, it can be tough, but it can also be very, very loyal. How has the city shaped you as an artist, and what do you reckon you'll miss the most?
Well, to be honest, I'm only sort of getting back into it as an original artist. Mm. I've been away from it for a very long time because I sort of had a bit of doubt and a bit of fear holding me back. which didn't help a lot.
How'd you overcome that?
I think just getting older and getting to that point where you're just like, you know what? I don't care anymore.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, it's so good. It's so, I mean, it takes you a while. Everyone's different.
Yeah.
But, you know, not expecting anything from my music and just putting it out. And if, you know, even if a few people enjoy it or like it, then, you know, that's enough. Obviously, I want to sort of try and take it to the next level. That's why I'm going over to the States to try and elevate the songwriting. But I think in general, you know, the Melbourne music scene is quite strong. You know, there are a lot of bands and artists that get around each other and support each other, which is fantastic because you really need it.
Mm.
Like if I didn't have the support from people on social media liking my songs, commenting on it, like it really helps you go again.
Mm.
Like if you don't get a lot of support, then it's like, what am I doing this for kind of thing. So, but yeah.
Let's talk about the show, Sunday, June the 29th at Kindred Studios.
Yes.
You got a double pass in your hands.
I do have a double pass on my hands. So I'm going to give away a double pass today, okay? If you've been listening to the show, you should know what song, what cover we spoke about. So if you can message me on Instagram or any social media platform and tell me that you listened to the show, and if you know the name of the song, the cover that I spoke about with my dad, I'll give you a double pass. Look, even if you've forgotten the song and you just message me and you say, Ricky, I listened to the show. It was great to hear you. And I'm happy to give away a double pass to the first person that that contacts me.
Ricky, it's been a pleasure. All the best for the big show. Also, the journey ahead. Keep us posted.
Absolutely.
On how it's going, because we want to know. We're cheering you from over here.
Awesome.
To take us out, we're going to play a track. It is Nothing But Love.
Beautiful.
By Ricky Muscat.
Thank you so much for having
me, Lauren. Thank you so much, Ricky.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.